see it. The churban includes many different inyanim, and just like Rangel mentioned yesterday, that numbers in terms of a lot of people take away from the sense of each particular churban, different facets of what we're missing, and different facets of how the churban affect the Klal Yisrael. Each one is a churban for Atzmoi. It's easiest to focus on the killings and the terrible inyanim of the churban itself, but so much more is affected, so many more inyanim, and we need to be misbeinei in different years, different inyanim. I want to focus on an akuda that we mentioned agav last year. And I want to focus on part that we didn't talk about. Kuzari, when he has his vikuach with the chaver about the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael, and so on, so he starts by asking him to explain the Avodas HaMishkan, and he explains all different halakim of it, and he explains what the lechem is, and so on and so forth, and then he asks him, okay, you've explained all the halakim, but how do you explain he said every chelik in the Mishkan is connected another aver in the body. So he said, how do you explain what's the heart, what's the mind? And he told him the luchis and the arim. So the king tells him, the kezak tells him, the kuzar tells him, so that means basically that you are decapitated. You've given me the whole wonderful introduction about all the Ivarim, but Kaisel doesn't have Luchas, doesn't have Aaron. And the Chava tells the Kuzar, actually it's much worse than that. We're like a Ivarim Pizurim on a Sada, like that some say Vashis of Yecheskel and so on. I want to focus on this particular Nekuda that he mentions over here. We ruggle on our Lashon to say, we speak about Klal Yisrael, we're part of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. The Kuzari says, he's saying, there is no Metzius of Klal Yisrael today. There's no such thing. If a person takes a balchai, a behemah, and he cuts into a varim, and then he puts it into a pot as a cholent, it's not a balchai. The tzura of a Baal Chai has in itself the inyan of where it becomes, where it's one, it's something that can be controlled as one, can act as one. The churban, part of the going into Golas, there's two connections to it. There's the fact that we're Beina Umais, and there's the fact that it says Vefatzeschem, Vezoreschem, the shyness of dispersing. Dispersing means that the pieces are not connected to each other. It's a varim, a varim. I want to be misamic a little bit. The Maral, when he speaks about Kamsa bar Kamsa, so we understand the inyan of Kamsa bar Kamsa as a bein adam l'chaverik inyan, and it was lokui. And therefore, it's going to be, you know, the Aveira is Benon L'Chaveira. The Maral says it's much deeper than that. The Maral says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a Kli to be Sheira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the understanding that everything that there is in the world, every bit and every piece comes together from one Sheirish with one Tachlis. And it's part of one Mahalo. That's the Hagdor of Hashem Echad that we have. The Kli for it is a Mokrim that perceives itself as Echad. It brings the Pasuk, V'hoya Mishkan Echad, that the Mishkan was the taking of different Urias and making them into one. So he teaches it, V'hoya Mishkan Echad, the Metzias of Mishkan is one. And therefore, Klal Yisrael, when they lost that Nekuda, when they didn't perceive themselves as part of one Metzias, b'meila the ashros hashchina and the chelik ruchni of Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash is part and parcel of it's the neshama that fits into a guf that can hold it. The agdor of the guf has to be goy echad, and the neshama is the ata echad. And when we lost that chelik itself, then we don't. Then there's no mishkan for it. A varim can't hold on to neshama. So the varim of a guf to the neshama, the chalokim of the mishkan to the ashras hashchina, and the yechidim of Klal Yisrael to a musik of Klal Yisrael, all are the same relationship. And therefore, when we lost that, we lost the metzias of being one. It might start with the averis, but now we don't have that metzias. If he goes to explain it, the kamtza bar kamtza, that the word kamtza means the hoyu lekamatzim. Each thing became an individual clump, an individual pile. It moved away from seeing itself as part of something bigger or greater. But the Sheirish, we need to understand that it's a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If two people, if a few Rabbanim are sitting together, and they're being chaylik in halacha, so not only is there no obligation for one to submit his opinion to the others, he there's no reason why he needs to give up his opinion, but be'etzem he's not allowed to. I mean, my day is like this, your day is like this. I mean, if he understands and recognizes that they are bigger, that's his decision. But mitzad halacha, if I think something is asa, even if 999 rabbanim say it's muta, I think it's asa, and vice versa. There's no mechanism for achieving a hachroas hadas. Damita leminyan, the fact that we can stand up and be oimid leminyan and be machriya is the gift of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is not only an institution that a convenience institution where we should convene together to reach an opinion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the gift that Torah is panim Torah, this ayin panim the Torah, and ayin panim the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chetimtza to be machriya and come up with that with the Ratzon Hashem. That's the ability to take ayin panim of Klal Yisrael and to make them into and to reach a point of achra, to which even the person that understands fakert knows 100% that he has the chiyuv to submit, that he has a chiyuv to take on that das, and that's the emes. It's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that we can be one. The inyan of malchus, as tzemach David avtcha meir satzmiach, we mispalel for malchus based David. So the understanding is that malchus based David, we need good leadership, we need this, we need that. Every person does what's good for him. Every person does what he ought to do for himself. It's nice to give tzedakah, it's nice to give for other people, but there's no tzur of a klal. Nobody has the ability to say, Reuven, you go in battle and be in the front line. Shimon, you be in the back line. Levi, you stand here. There's no ability to do that, the ability to tell Klal Yisrael, the person that has the ability, I don't mean just the technical ability, the metzias, that his lev is the lev of Klal Yisrael, that he is a person that he works as Klal Yisrael itself. I think I once told over the story from Rabbi Zudel, the Mir Shiva. He was he had one tachlis in life, and that was building Torah. And he had cheshbonos with money, who you would give, how much he would give, why certain bracha gave more money, certain bracha less money, new ones, old ones. He had his cheshbonos. And he wasn't much. He didn't give all that much, and people always had tainis and so on. And once three very chashuv bachurim came to him, and he said, we've thought it over, and we think that Rosh Hashiva is wrong. Rosh Hashiva ought to do X, Y, Z. With three, Rosh Hashiva is one. Yochid Rav Lokirav. He told them, no. He says, each one of you is really thinking about himself, not about the yeshiva. It's three yechidim. I am the yeshiva. My thoughts are only what's good for the tzibur. I'm a rabbi be'etzim. The metzias of a mahalach like that in Klai Yisrael is the mahalach of Malchus. And we don't have that either. So the Chava tells him, it's when you're missing a heart and a mind. He was oimed on the oimek of the churban. You're not missing a heart and a mind. The other yivarim are pieces. Rachmana Litzlan, there are issues. A person sometimes is not well, and he lost control, and he does, and certainly yivarim are not moving. They're dead. That's a terrible thing, and an even more painful and difficult thing to watch is when a person has some sort of condition that the yivarim no longer centrally controlled, and each eva acts on its own. It's a frightful thing to see. It's a horrendous thing, but that's what Klal Yisrael is. There is no Messias of Klal because there's a mockery. Why? Who's to tell me I should go to the front line? And am I allowed to go to the front line to risk myself for somebody else? It doesn't exist. The understanding is it's a gift, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it from us. It one of the chalokim. You know, we talk. We sit and say kinnis about the churbanis of Klal Yisrael and how the goyim came and destroyed us and so on and so forth. And all the kinnis will speak about terrible things. But down deep, there's a terrible, terrible sense, a very, very uncomfortable feeling about how much machleikis has been in Klal Yisrael over the generations. We look around here, and we have an Ashiris of Torah from the Sfarim and so on. How many huge machlekes were there? And it's a mistake. We think of machlekes, we think of bad people, and it's one of the stupidities of today's dosh. Well, why can't everybody work together and let's all be together and so on and so forth? Correct. When there's Eis Tzara, everybody chips in. When there's an ace of need, people are bali chesed. That's fine. That's. But that's nothing to do with achdus. Has nothing to do with it. Sort of a klal. If it's wrong, it's wrong. There is no. You have no right to subvert the emes just because it's nice. Everybody should sing the same song. That's not emes. You don't want to build on sheker. But there is an emes that can come out from all the different studim. If we would have the gift of Sanhedrin, how do we look? I mean, the Goyen and the Balatanya, Meimeim on a Shoysim, and we don't think about the Machlekes because we can't. We don't have a way of thinking of Machlekes. How is it that we sit Bechilu Berada, whether we're learning the Goyen or the Balatanya, and yet the world tore apart? We look at Rabbi Akvemdin and Rabbi Ernest Eibershitz, and the world was torn. It was torn between because there were two studim of emes, and the answer achdus is not a washing away of emes. Achdus is the ability that all the yivarim, the job of the right foot is to go in one direction, and the job of the left foot is to be the other direction, and the emes is not when both feet are on the same place. They're not supposed to be in the same place. Person can't walk up in the same place. The emes is when the right and left foot coordinate because there's a middle piece that's coordinating them. When person's asked to do something for somebody else, we usually want to do it. And we're usually happy to do it. When you ask to do something for a tzibur, for a klal, k'deir de b'shutve is a churban. Because, let he do it, let he do it. Who says it's my role to do this? Maybe it's his role, maybe it's his role. And there's no way to resolve that. Because there's no nekuda of klal and tzibur. It started, if you take a look in Kamsa by Kamsa, go back to the Sugya Kamsa by Kamsa. Like the Maral says, that Kamsa is means pieces and bits. There are two or three things, if you go through the Maisa, the Chazal are extraordinarily medayik in which the Kudus they picked up. People say it started with Kamsa by Kamsa. If you look at it, there's two other Nekudas that shine out. It says that when Bar Kamsa came by and he was being thrown out and humiliated, that wasn't the end of it. He said, I see the Chachamim are sitting here. Shmamina, that if they're not Moicha, then it's Nichale. In other words, there was a lack of someone to take, in the fight between the Kamsa and between the Balabayas and Bar Kamsa, in that fight, had there been the person who could have been Machria, had the Skenim, or whoever was there, that he says the Rabbanon, had they stepped up in Machria, there wouldn't have been a Churban. And then when they came back, it says, and they came back with the Behemoth, with the Mum, and it says on Venusnusai, Reb Chaya, was Machab the Bias. So Chazal say, the Pshat given that they were supposed to be Pesman Atzad, told himself that he was an Anav, had the structure of Sanhedrin been appropriate, had the leadership been appropriate, Kilchasa, then it would have been averted also. There's even Remez, it says that the pagam of that he made was a Deikach of Ayin, he made a small pagam in the eye. The Zikne Eid are called Eini Ha'idah. In other words, and now it says, Chazal say, it's a mum by Yisrael, but not by Umzoylam. Something was amiss in a very idle place, and when that goes, everything went. So, if we're sitting here, there's an evil yochad asilach. There's eicha yoshev bodod. We don't. Klal Yisrael is virtual. It's something that was. It's something we have a potential, and that's why we yearn for it. But it's something that we don't have. It's a terrible thing. We speak so highly of our tzibur, and very rarely does any tzibur become big enough. As soon as it grows, there's always a machlokes. There's always a machlokes. Whatever meisit, how many meisters, how many? I'm talking about the broad sense of it. Are split apart, started with on big plates, split apart, and vayvenu plilim, and they're standing in court. It's a bush and a harp, a klayus or can't decide some machlokes. And if you think about it, I mean, I don't know if people know that the goyim was arrested. If people, you know, so you always think, well, goyim are always good for doing some bad things. The goyim was arrested because there was a huge fight in Vilna over the rabbanis. And it wasn't a gay guy, it was a gay somebody else. And one or another side was Malshin. And the fight was so bitter, they couldn't find a bezin that they felt was neutral enough. And in the end, they took it, I'm probably embarrassed to say it, to the archbishop to decide. The very possibly the same archbishop that burnt Avraham Ben Agir. That's Avraham Agir. That's where we went to, and from that time they made a takana in Vilna. They'll never have a rav again. So you had a time when the goyin was living, and you had Irvein b'Yisrael. You had the most beautiful, largest community, and we didn't have the institution that could put the tzibur into one and put down its das and say chayev potter muta asa. Machlokes has nothing to do with bad people. Machlokes has to do with two good people. Bad people are bad people. That's karech vadasai. But good people. There is a tzad. Every machlek is a tzadim to it. And since we don't have a way to resolve it, at best, we're a society for helping each other. We're landsmanschaft. We're all Jews, yes, and we're all on the firing line, yes, and we all need, and fine, rachmanim, rachmanim, we help. That's good. But let us, but forget that we have a klal Yisrael, that we have a Knesset Yisrael. And it, of the things we ask for when we daven, all the different tefillahs for geula, all the different tefillahs for different inyanim. So the tzaras of klal Yisrael, we can be mispal for. Matzav Eretz Yisrael is always on the firing line. Matzav, all of it. It's something we can. The spiritual poverty of klal Yisrael, we have we can be daven for. But that klal Yisrael itself should exist. That we want Malchus. Why do we want Malchus based David? Without Malchus based David, we're not a Malchus. We're potential members of the Jewish people. That's what we are. We all have potential membership to the peoplehood. There is no peoplehood. There's and it's not only just been Mikra, we don't have a good leader. Torah is the thing that gives us the Metzias. If there's a Metzias of someone being Koife, his Das, and his Lev and everybody, then we have it. If someone is entitled to tell me, you take a gun and you be the first one stand in front line, then I am that. And if not, I have to make my own decision. And he has to make a decision. It's we don't understand that we're living with a memory of a clown. We don't have a clown. It's something that therefore we can't grow. It's like you can grow, a one-cell organism can exist, a bunch of cells together can have some sort of arrangement, but if you want anything more than that, you need to have a central control and it doesn't exist. So if we, one of the things, of the churban of Klal Yisrael, the machloikis, the inability to, it's like a migdal bavel. As soon as it starts building high enough, it falls apart. It just, we don't have, that's the churban. The klola of hafatza, of azara, all those things is what we're missing. And every time a person sees and hears what he should hear, what he shouldn't hear, what he sees, what he shouldn't see, the machlekes and the battles, the incompetence of acting together, a person should remember that's what we're missing. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, we had one focus for Avodas Hashem. We had somebody came and brought a chatas, and somebody came and brought an oil, and somebody brought a shlomim. But one koyin, like it says, Rashi says over there in Korach, we have one mizbeach, one god, one koyin. One person brings his gartel, and one person brings his gemara, and one person brings his tarvish, and one person this. But they bring it to one place, and the sense that it's all part of one mitzvah exists in Beis HaMikdash by Avodas in Avoda, because there's one koyin gadol, and that's the oneness of Avodas Hashem. And when we're mitzade the ayin panim, which we should, and every person should be mitzade his pan of Torah, that is his. But there's a one place, the Mokar Mashivcha Hashem. There's one place that you come to, that you can sit down. They can be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of amida l'minyan, and when you're amid l'minyan, that becomes the halacha l'kula alma. And in terms of the mundane. A melech is peretz gedevein meicha because the melech is the klal. The Rambam says he's the lev of Klal Yisrael and the lev of the am with him. So that when we that we can function as a klal because it comes to one place. It says Klal Yisrael was nimas in three things. And when they want them back, when they're mishteikif again, that's when the Gemara says they would. And one of them is, so Beis HaMikdash is the easier one. Malchus based David, as Tzemach David Avtremes Tzmiach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understanding that we're like the Kuzari says, we're scattered Avarim, we're a cholent, we're not a people, and the something at Faket, when Klal Yisrael's in Tzoros, there is a sense of being together, but now that Klal Yisrael's had a tkufa of some of its best tkufas in ever. In terms of the Gashmis, in terms of the Umas Olam, the last half a century or so has been from the best class I've ever had. But the understanding that's exactly when we realize we're not Klal Yisrael. The volume of tearing apart, it's not tearing apart because there's no hechatimtza to have a klal. That's something that we should think in mind, consider, and as we go through the kinnis, it's another chelik of the terrible chorban, the hafatza, the hazarat of Klal Yisrael, and the yearning for some sense of echad, echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, echad of Torah, and echad of Klal Yisrael. That's something we should be yearning for. The kinnis, it's one of the, in the first one, there's a paragraph here. It says, Al pnei fros nuptu chasidecha. Pal gisuf zocher kori sedecha. So there's a chazal here. It says, Al pnei fros, the poshto pshat is that they were scattered, they were killed against the rocks on Tras. But there's a chazal over here that it says, Maro Yisrael lifkos al naris bavel. It says, Al naris bavel v'chinu. So it says, Horog ben Pras b'Yisrael, Yisim ha-shoyin v'chotas ha-rasha. May Paras, the drinking May Paras, destroyed a lot more than v'chanetza. Why? Kishahoy Yisroim v'eretz Yisrael lo'hoy Yisheisim al meik shamim u'meim v'necholim u'meim v'mayonis. When they lived in Eretz Yisrael, they drank only rainwater and waters of springs. The kibim shagol lebavol shasa me'apras u'meisem harbi. I want to explain the Chazal over here. The water comes in two variations. There's moving water, there's rainwater, rivers that move, there are springs, and so on. And then there are waters that sit, and they become silty, and usually the running water, the flowing water, is Mayim Chayim, rainwater. They have a purity and a clarity themselves. In describing it in terms of Ruchnius, there's an Haga with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with a direct Hashgacha, and that becomes a person's lifeline. And therefore, a person lives with Hashgacha and is a maimon and so on. And there's a type of living where a person lives off what's there, and that's Mahalchi Teva. In other words, living in Eretz Yisrael was living with a sense of Hashgacha. You know, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, that, you know, it's that not like Mitzrayim, not like the Nilus, where the Raglecha Tishem Maim, but here it's Mimtash Maim. The hanhaga of Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, because there was such a sharp sense of Hashgacha Pratis, people thrived. When they came to Bavel, they settled in, and it was a very pleasant Tevez Dikar Mahala. In Bavel itself, they actually had a nice life. And the Nevuah was, they should buy Ganem, they should buy Batim. The Nevuah told them, settle in Bavel, because it'll be fine. In other words, it's not the tsaris of the Muslim, but fakert, the tevedika mahalchim took its toll. The way America took its toll on dairies of Jews that came to live here. So I think that's the oimik in Chazal when they're saying that more of a netzach killed, pros killed, because in Israel they would drink water that was coming straight. It was still flowing. It was still flowing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a sense of Hashgacha. In other places, in Bavel, they drank from water that was relatively still. And Bemela, it destroyed more of Klal Yisrael.